With this KLAM Sports Update for this Wednesday, May 31st, I'm KLAM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Coming your way tonight on KLAM Radio and online at KLAM1410.com, we'll bring you some Wrigell Conference softball from the Lamar's Riverview Complex. The Galen Catholic softball team gets set to host on the Hinton Blackhawks, and we'll have all the action for you with pregame coverage scheduled to get going around 7 to 7:15 with first pitch to follow. You can catch all the action right here on KLAM Radio between the Jays and the Blackhawks, as well as online at KLAM1410.com. And yesterday, the Galen Catholic baseball team did something they'd not done for 6 years. The Jays beat top-ranked Remsen St. Mary's in Lamar's by a final score of 5-3. Galen Catholic got things rolling right away on the offensive end, with the Jays scoring a run thanks to taking advantage of some Hawk defensive miscues and a base hit by Keaton Logan. Then the Jays exploded for 4 runs in the bottom of the third, which would be enough for the win. Galen Catholic head coach Loy Kraft says their approach has been to put the ball in play and put pressure on it on teams, and it has worked.
Their approach, they're going to go play for each other. Our goal was to put the ball in play, put pressure on, get on base, and when that starts, you know, you can just kind of feel the momentum start going. You know, we try to get them to just play within themselves. Everything they do is routine, and it was fun to watch tonight.
And for the second time in 3 games, Remsen St. Mary's had a rough start on the mound, having to go away from Cale Ortman after just 3 innings. Remsen St. Mary's head coach Dean Harpinaw says guys need to step up and take control of these big game starts on the mound.
Well, it starts on the mound for us, you know. We don't establish it on the mound, you know. That's a big difference. Yeah, we got 8 guys back, but, you know, Shorg threw all the big games. He threw big games, and, you know, he come through. The only game he struggled with was a state title game. And to me, that's where it starts. It starts for us on the mound.
The Jays were able to play great defense all night long, not letting the Hawks get into too many good scoring opportunities. Coach Kraft says his team is versatile in the field, and they play off their strengths well on defense.
We can shift those guys depending on pitchers, and they can play all those positions in the infield. Outfield, we got guys that can run. You know, I got 2 guys that would probably be playing, but that we've got some sore arms, so we rested them, and they'll be ready to go. But defensively, yeah, we're pretty solid. So, and when we can play defense like that behind our pitchers, that's just all of a sudden at the plate we've got, you know, confidence, and we're going momentum-wise, everything.
Jackson Kramer turned in a wonderful start for the Jays on the mound in his first outing of the season. He went 4 1/3 innings, allowing just 1 run and a handful of hits while shutting down the top-ranked team in the state. Coach Kraft says Kramer's game on the mound is built on trust in everyone around him.
Jackson's probably one of the most athletic kids we have, and we needed to get him to believe that. And then we needed him to believe that the guys behind him believed in him and were going to make plays. And when he knows that, he settled in. Just do his job. And he did a great job tonight.
Remsen St. Mary's dropped to 6-2 overall and 1-1 in the Wrigell Conference with the loss. The Hawks were granted 1 loss while retaining their top ranking in the state this weekend, but it does not look like they will get a second to keep their top spot. Coach Harpinaw says that's okay because as long as things stay the same, the Hawks don't look like the top team in the state to him.
We're definitely not the number 1 team in the state. You know, we have to do some things consistent on, you know, in the field as well, and we have to start hitting the baseball, and we got to find some, you know, we got a 2 outs. We're not getting any 2 out hits, you know, and baseball's a little luck. You saw them getting a little luck on that ball that got hit to the third baseman off his glove. You know, we catch that, and this game's still being played, or maybe we win because I get suicide or something. You know, if things are different, but that's baseball, and it's not happening this year.
Meanwhile, Galen Catholic improved to 3-1 and 1-0 in the Wrigell Conference, beating the Hawks for the first time since June 7th of 2017. Coach Kraft hopes the guys come out with this same intensity for everything from games to practices for the rest of the season.
It doesn't matter whether it's Remsen or it's, you know, whoever, Harris Lake Park. Our approach is to come in and play like, you know, they're the number 1 team that we're facing that night. And we got to come in and play our game and we'll be fine. So I don't know that we'll change much. I don't want them to get you know, too lackadaisical, like, hey, we just beat number one. We still got work to do. We're going to come in, and it's going to be a work-like atmosphere going into tomorrow.
And these two are guaranteed to at least face off one more time late in the year on June 26th in Remsen. Let's take a look at the rest of the sports action from yesterday on the KLEM Sports Scores and Results page. We'll first go to softball in the Missouri River Activities Conference, where the Lamar softball team shut out Council Bluffs' Thomas Jefferson 10-0 in five innings in their home opener, and then followed that up with an 8-1 win in Game 2. Now, how about the day for Charlie Grossenheider? Game 1, she went 4-for-4, two doubles, five RBIs. Game 2, 2-for-3, a double, 3 RBIs. All told, she went 6-for-7, 3 doubles, 8 RBIs in the win. Lizzie Kuntz went 5 innings in Game 1, allowing a hit, no runs, struck out 6. Kylie Hoffman, 7 innings, 3 hits, a run, and she struck out 6 Yellow Jackets in the win. Other MRAC softball scores, 14th-ranked Sergeant Bluff Luton demolished Bishop Heelan in a sweep, 16-0 and 13-0. And Sioux City East, identical scores in sweeps of Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln, 10-0 and 10-0. To the War Eagle Conference in softball, 3rd-ranked Remsen St. Mary's shut out Galing Catholic in 6 innings, 11-0. MMCRU, they rolled over Cherokee last night, 13-2, getting big days at the plate. Isabel Olson, 1-for-2, a double and 3 RBIs. Sydney Creer went 2-for-3 with 3 RBIs, and Mike and Yude went 1-for-2, 2 RBIs. Kaylee Gravenish, 5 innings, a hit, 2 runs, 2 strikeouts in the circle. The Hinton Blackhawks, they won a narrow contest with Unity Christian to get back to 500, 3-2 victory over the Knights. Ashlyn Kramer had the game's only RBI. Kayla Siepersma twirled a gem, 7 innings, 2 hits, 2 runs, and struck out 7 in the circle. And Harris Lake Park beat Trinity Christian 7-5 in War Eagle Conference action. In the Western Valley Conference, 11th-ranked West Monona, they hung on for dear life to beat River Valley 4-3. MVAOCOU stomped Lawton Bronson 12-2, and Woodbury Central shut out Whiting 12-0. In baseball, in the Missouri River Conference, for the first time all season, Lamar's has swept an MRAC doubleheader. They had split their previous four. They beat Council Bluffs' Thomas Jefferson in Game 1, 13-3 in five innings, and then they beat the Yellow Jackets 8-7 in the second game. Game 1, Evan Jalis, 3-for-3, a homer, 3 RBIs. Trent Marino, 4 2/3 innings to start, and he struck out 6 in the win. In Game 2, Aiden Hogue also homered as part of a two-hit night. He also drove in 4 runs. Evan Pratt had 2 RBIs. Carter Baumgartner struck out 9 in his start in 3 2/3 innings of work. Other MRAC baseball scores, East swept Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln 5-2 and 9-4. Bishop Heelan swept SBL 5-2 and 4-1. And North swept Sioux City West 6-3 and 11-3. In War Eagle Conference baseball, Akron Westfield shut down West Sioux 10-0 in 5 innings. Connor Wendell, Jack Terpstra each doubled and had 2 RBIs. Terpstra went 3-for-3. Hayden Wahlberg went 2-for-2 with 2 RBIs in the win. The Cherokee Braves took down MMCRU. First loss of the year for the Royals, but it was still a good day at the plate to be Mitchell Schneff. 1-for-3, doubled 3 RBIs. He now has 14 ribbies on the season while hitting .538 for MMCRU. Unity Christian, they blanked Hinton last night 7-0. Harris Lake Park took down Trinity Christian 8-5. In the Western Valley Conference, 4th-ranked Kingsley Pearson remained unbeaten. They beat Westwood 13-0 in 5 innings. Evan Newman and Kevin Wright each drove in 2 runs, combining to go 2-for-5. And then Newman and Tyler Cook combined for the 5-inning no-hitter with 10 strikeouts and just 1 batter reaching on a hit-by-pitch. MVAOCOU beat Lawton Bronson 4-1 in WVC baseball. Ridgeview beat OABCIG 2-1, and Woodbury Central took it to Siouxland Christian 17-2. All these scores are on our website. That's KLEM1410.com. Under the sports tab in the drop-down menu, click on sports scores and results. There you can also find Little League scores from yesterday. Junior boys action, Orioles beat the D-backs 11-6. Major boys saw the White Sox beat the Dodgers 10-3. Mets beat the A's 9-5. Pirates narrowly got by the Rockies 5-4. Cubs rolled over the Phils 12-1. Yankees beat the Angels 11-8. In minor league boys action, Timber Rattlers narrowly get by the Knights 10-9. Bats beat the Bulls 7-5. River Bandits, they took down the Grasshoppers 16-12. Emeralds and Tin Caps played to a 14-14 tie. Hooks shut out the Raptors 11-0, and the Red Wings stomp over the Ironbirds 24-6. To the sports schedule today, let's take a look at that in softball in the Wrigell Conference. Our contest tonight brings you the Hinton Blackhawks at the Galen Catholic Jays. MMCRU is at Harris Lake Park tonight. Remsen St. Mary's is at West Sioux. Unity Christian is at Akron Westfield, and Trinity Christian is at Hartley Melvin Sanborn. In the Western Valley Conference, Kingsley Pearson softball is at River Valley tonight. OABCIG is at West Monona. Westwood's at Ridgeview. MVAOCOU at Whiting, and Woodbury Central's at Lawton Bronson. To baseball in the Wrigell Conference, the Hinton Blackhawks are at Galen Catholic tonight as well. MMCRU's at Harris Lake Park. Remsen St. Mary's at West Sioux. Unity Christian's at Akron Westfield. And Trinity Christian is at Hartley Melvin Sanborn. In Western Valley Conference baseball, MVAOCOU's at Whiting. Lawton Bronson at Woodbury Central. Westwood's at Ridgeview. And OABCIG is at West Monona. For more sports news, be sure to check out KLEM1410.com and follow us on Twitter for up-to-date sports news. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Wednesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.